Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I'm with my co-host Katie. Katie, how's it going?
Hello, it's going great. It's I feel like a normal average week. How's your week going? I got nothing else to share. How's your week?
Yeah, week is going by pretty fast. There's lots of just fun entertainment news that we're not really going to talk into. You know, we're going to be talking about Disney Plus Day. Nice. So there's some fun Disney Plus announcements, like Thor Love and Thunder is coming to Disney Plus that day. There's a big gaming convention going on, so I'm like nerding out about that, but I won't talk about that. Yeah, but you know, it's just a good day to be alive, you know?
It is a good day to be alive. I agree. It's funny, you had just sent me the notes for the show tonight just a couple minutes ago, so I really haven't looked over what we're talking about tonight. So it's going to be a surprise for all of us. I'm pretty stoked, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, there's some good topics today. So for today, you know, we have our quick topics. I think we're going to keep that at the top of the show. I actually prefer it at the top. So I think we're going to be doing that. And then there were some changes to how the park pass reservation system works. And then, like I mentioned, there's Disney Plus Day. So nothing too crazy, but we definitely have a lot to discuss. So
cool.
Why don't we just jump into it? So before we get started, always got to talk about our sponsor, Park Snacker. It is the free mobile app that you could download where you can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on, browse menus, you can create custom lists, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com today to download the app, available on iOS and Android. Again, head over to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World. It's been a lot of fun on there recently because people that have like downloaded the app a long time ago, but they haven't had much activity, but people are going on their trips and stuff now. Mm-hmm. So it's fun just seeing them on their trips and like, you know, they've been using it for a while. They put stuff on their snack list and now they're just, you know, rating and reviewing everything they eat. So it's just fun. It's just fun seeing
it. It's awesome.
It. Yeah. So join in. You can follow me at Park Snacker Matt on there. And Katie is at Magically Mootsie.
Yes.
So,
have there been any major changes to the top 100 list? I don't think I've looked at that in a couple.
You know, I was looking at it past couple days, and no, there has been not any big changes. I don't know if I announced it on Instagram, but I don't know if I announced it here. But so the pineapple Dole Whip cup was the number one food item for since we implemented the feature, but the fresh fruit waffle sandwich at Sleepy Hollow is now number one.
That blows my mind, to be honest. Like, I've literally never heard of this snack until it became, let's just call it, viral on Park Snacker. And I feel like everyone's obsessed with it now. And I have literally never even, like, I walk past Sleepy Hollow with no second thought. Like, I would never even think to stop there for anything, much less the number one top 100 list. I think that's so crazy. I mean, I clearly don't know what I'm missing.
Yeah, I mean, literally all it is, it's a, you know, a waffle that's folded into a sandwich, kind of like it's pretty much like a waffle taco. So there's,
which I love. Yeah. I mean, I'm here for it.
there's bananas, blueberries, strawberries, and a hazelnut spread in it. And you know what? I had it on my previous trip. I was like, well, if the people are raving about this, I have to get it.
Right.
So I got it. It was very good. I gave it a 4.5. I think everything just tasted great. I don't know. I had no real qualms about it. But it was good. It was very good. But it's just, it is what it is. It's fruit in a waffle. So if you like that, then you're going to love it. So
nice.
Actually, speaking of waffles, today, as we're recording, it's actually National Waffle Day. So
what?
Yeah.
I love waffles.
Yeah.
Oh man. Now I wish I would have known that ahead of time. I've been completely off social media the past couple days. Just like we've been doing a lot of wedding planning stuff. And so I've just been diving into, like, I'll watch reels. But because of what I've been searching and stuff, it is all wedding reels at this point, which I'm not mad about.
Yeah.
But I haven't really seen any Disney stuff. So, oh, man, That's cool. Man, that makes... Okay, so one of the caterers... Fun wedding story. One of the caterers that I'm looking at potentially using has a late night waffle station. Like, how dope would that be?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, those are always like the best features at weddings when there's like late night stuff. Yeah.
Late night snack. Oh, we'll definitely be doing some late night snacking. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think it was... So Doug got married, my park snacker partner, he got married in May, and I'm pretty sure he had donuts at his... Yeah, nice. So
solid. Yeah. So it was good. Maybe I can have them make it into Mickey shaped waffles.
Yes,
that'd be golden.
Yeah, do it. Bring just buy one of those like those waffle makers and just bring it. Yeah, and be like here you go, do it.
Here you go. This is all you need. Yeah. No professional grade stuff. Just this $20 Mickey waffle maker.
Yeah, you know, you want to know something? I can't recall ever having a Mickey waffle. Like I don't
ever.
I don't know if I have. Like I can't remember having one. Like I don't remember ever going out of my way to have a Mickey waffle. I'm not sure. The only time I think I might have had one is when I did either Boma breakfast. Actually, yeah, that's the only buffet breakfast I've been to. So Boma breakfast. That's the only one that I might have had it, but I'm not sure. So
and maybe even not because of all places, Boma has pretty unique offerings. Like I'm sure they had Mickey waffles,
yeah,
but you might have been into all the other stuff besides
probably fascinating. Yeah, so I don't know, but maybe I'll change that up. Well, the thing is when I'm at Disney, like I feel like, you know, waffle's a waffle, I need to get other stuff. So
I hear you.
Oh, actually, you know, I was sorry, real quick, I was at the the Plaza Inn as well for breakfast. Sure. Yeah, so no, the Crystal Palace has.
I was gonna say Plaza. I didn't know Plaza. Okay.
No, sorry.
Crystal Palace.
So I feel like I probably had it there as well. So, okay, maybe I can't really get.
Can't get really too mad because honestly, I never go for the Mickey waffles. I'm pretty sure I must have had some when I was working at Disney at some point. But as far as like any of my vacation stuff, we never eat breakfast at Disney. Like we'll take Clif Bars on our backpack and just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
But we did have actual breakfast one of the nights that we stayed at All Stars on this last trip. So, and I did insist upon Mickey waffles.
Yeah.
But it's more for the aesthetic because you're right.
For sure. Yeah.
But like it's a Mickey waffle. What better way to start your day than a Mickey waffle?
For, definitely. Yeah. So now still I want to stay on the topic of waffles because it is National Waffle Day. So this is actually like I'm actually going to be asking a question to the listeners as well. So I'm going to Topolino's for breakfast on our trip. And just yesterday I was looking at a foodie group on Facebook and someone had a comment about how at Topolino's breakfast, they used to serve two waffles. They used to serve three waffles on their plate, but they only got two this time. You know, there's always the talk of, you know, downsizing like food and stuff like that. But what people were saying is that when you make your initial order, you can ask for extra. And I believe the price stays the same since it's like a prefix menu. Yeah, that's what like a bunch of people in this comment thread were saying. Like, yeah, when you initially order your waffles, just ask for more and they'll bring it out as like a side. Yeah. So I have to figure out, cause that's what I want to get. I want to get the sour cream waffles that are there. So I want to figure that out. And then the second thing is I was actually looking at the sour cream waffles in Park Snacker today and someone made one of their reviews said, I think the user was Money Penny. She said on her review, oh, Disney hack. I'm like, oh, what is this about? I looked at her photo and I realized her sour cream waffles, instead of being a square waffle, they made them into Mickey waffles. So she was like, if you want, ask them to make them into a Mickey waffle and they will.
Oh my gosh, now I have to look this up.
Yeah, so I believe it was the user Money Penny. She posted the review of the sour cream waffle. If you go to the right now, actually on the menu, it shows sour cream waffles twice. One is titled sour cream waffle. The other is titled sour cream waffles. I actually tried to merge, long story, tried to merge them today, but I had an error anyway. So you'll see two, but on one of them. Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. So if anyone out there got the sour cream waffles, if you're listening, tell me about your experience with them. You know, what am I saying is true? Because that's what I'm seeing on, you know, the food groups and stuff like that. Yeah. Are you looking at it that's right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. That looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're Mickey shaped. That's so fun.
Yeah. So usually the sour cream waffles are like your standard square waffles, but then apparently you can ask them to make them in the Mickey waffles and they will. So,
guys, yeah. This is game changer.
Yeah, tip so for you cool. If you're going to Topolino. So I'm excited. That's what I want. I'm gonna try those, and I'm definitely gonna ask them to be Mickey waffles if I could do it, and extra so.
And Mickey.
Yeah,
oh, man, these look so good. Now I need some waffles. Yeah. We might have to change our dinner plans tonight.
So yeah, today is National Waffle Day. So hopefully everyone enjoyed that. So, all right, well, let's get into it. Oh, before we begin, real quick, because last week I teased that Park Snacker Store is coming out. Yeah. So it's pretty much ready, but I'm holding off until next week because I just ordered. So with the store, like, we're going to have Park Snacker merch. Like, if you want to support our logo, we'll have some merch with our logo. But I do have a background in graphic design, like I said, and I want to like create some t-shirts. So Katie's actually seen some of the designs I did.
They're so cool.
Yeah, there's only a couple so far, but it's going to grow and grow and grow. I printed some of the shirts out and I'm having them sent to me because I want to make sure they look okay on the shirts themselves. And if they do, then I'm going to launch it. So they're being shipped now. I should have it within the next week. So either late next week or early the following week, it'll be up. So like the Monday, two Mondays from now, I'm probably thinking. So, so take a look out for that. So
I'm not gonna lie, the designs you've sent so far have been super cool, and I'm gonna need literally every one of them because they're so fun. Like, I feel like a lot of custom t-shirt shops kind of like can fall into the same trap of the similar designs, and
yeah,
these are just so unique, and I just love it. So yeah, very excited to see it up and running and what else you come up with, and it'll be great.
Thanks. Yeah. These are, yeah, hopefully people will enjoy them and want to wear them. So, all right, well, let's get into it. So, some quick topics. First up is this week at Walt Disney World. If you have been there, if you're going the next couple of days, it has been World Princess Week. Apparently they showed there was remember the Cinderella musical that came out with Brandy back in the 2000s?
Yeah.
Apparently it was on, I think, ABC last night, and cool. People were going crazy for it. But, yeah.
People love that version. I can't tell you the last time I saw it, but apparently I missed out yesterday.
Yeah, apparently it did. So people were going nuts for it. But in the parks, there's lots of fun treats going on. You know, there's all the meet and greets with the princesses. The fun thing is the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, actually, it was supposed to reopen this week, but it actually soft opened today. So people were able to just walk up and like get a reservation or go in. I don't know if they could create a reservation, but they were able to just walk in and get their hair done and such. So,
cool.
So that's happening at Disney this week. Lots of fun treats and stuff, kind of missing out on that. Wish I could get something because they all look very good.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, so last week I talked about how there was the rumor, which, you know, I only talked about the rumor because I knew it was going to be true. Well, it did come to light that the enchantment has been updated with the new Walt Disney version. So there's a 2-minute tag at the front of enchantment, you know, going through the nostalgia of, you know, Walt Disney, Roy, and the history of the parks and stuff. I have not watched it, but if you want to watch it, I recommend going to Mickey View's YouTube channel, because I saw little bits and pieces, but he has like an excellent 4K version of it. Like, it's really nice. Good. So if you want to be spoiled and check it out, I would go recommend him. But I'm planning on seeing Enchantment in my trip, so I don't like spoilers. I'm gonna wait till then. So I've seen little tidbits, but I don't watch the whole thing. I still don't know. I've never seen Enchantment. I don't know what that looks like either. So
yeah, that'll be fun. I'm glad that that wasn't a fake thing. I'm glad they included it pretty soon after it got posted. So I'll have to go check it out because I'm all for spoilers. I'll have to go watch it.
Yeah. So pretty much since it was posted, the only thing I've been seeing is from Disney fans, oh, I love this so much, but it's too late.
Yeah,
that's literally all I see.
Literally a year ago, yeah, when it first came out. But hey, you know what? At least Disney listened to us. a year later.
Like, I know. Yeah.
They proved that they have years. Now they just have to listen to all of our other millions of requests.
I know. Yeah. So that's happening. And then the other thing is that so Tron, you know, there's speculation when it's going to open. You know, some a lot. Mm. I hear some people saying later this year in December. Like, it might open. Yeah, people are saying it might. Because if you remember, like, Rise of the Resistance opened up in September of 2019. Mm-hmm. So it's possible, like, it's getting there. So today, blogmickey.com posted that they were in the parks and they saw actual people riding Tron today.
What?
So not test dummies, but actual people were riding Humans. Tron today. Yeah, so that's very, very cool. Yeah.
I still don't think it's going to be open for another 5-6 months. Maybe at the end of this year, but I don't see them opening it up during the holidays.
Like I just said, Rise of the Resistance did. And that's a huge ride.
Okay, but that's September. That's literally in a week, right? So maybe in September they could open it up, but it's not ready to be opened up in a month.
No, they're not going to open up in September. I said December. Rise of the Resistance.
Well, okay, but... still, though.
The thing is, if they... the only other time I could maybe see... So I'm thinking of, like, timelines. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway open up in March of 2020. May is always a good time to open up stuff. So, you know, we'll see how far along they're coming. I mean, it looks like it's getting there. I mean, I think they just have to put a lot of pavement down and open... Like, I think it's possible that it could be December.
Then why haven't they announced it yet?
Because Disney...
Because December seems soon that they should tell us.
Well, no, if anything, they'll announce it like a month or two out.
Last minute.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So.
I guess we'll find out. It's a long awaited.
Yeah. I don't know. Now that I see people riding it, I'm like, oh, maybe it is going to be December. So who knows?
Yeah. Maybe it's, yeah, it's clearly it's just all the cosmetic stuff now.
Yeah. So.
They put humans on it.
Yep. So you just added this. Talk about this note you just added.
Yeah, so it kind of triggered something when you're talking about Princess Week. I'm pretty sure the Run Disney Princess Weekend registration just happened.
I think it was springtime surprise.
Was it springtime surprise already?
Yeah.
Because I know they just announced the theme for springtime because we just talked about that. I know that they did – one of the race registrations was this week too. I didn't get a chance to look it up. But I did see that the registration was
– It was springtime surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, the registration opened up at 10 a.m. on August 23rd. So it was springtime nice. Surprise. Yeah.
Cool. So not Princess Week, but that's what reminded me of it.
Oh, yeah.
At least. That's definitely what I meant.
I saw people posting today that there was actually still availability to sign up. So
crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's – I haven't looked into it. I'm just saying I remember seeing mm-hmm. some people post that like, oh, this is still available. That's surprising.
Yeah.
So
I didn't hear much drama about this one like I have the past couple of races. And you know what? Now that my brain has started clinking its gears, I remembered why I thought it was Princess Weekend because on my time hop memories today, a year ago, I registered for Princess Weekend or something like that. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
Of course, I didn't get to run because a month later I broke my foot. But I registered.
Sounds good.
Goodness.
All right. So that is that. And then the last thing before we get to the main topics, I have a quick story. So, you know, I always have something with my trip. Something's happening. So I had a scare with my rental car 2 days ago. So I originally booked the rental car in January this year. Like as soon as I knew when we were going, I booked it because I wanted to make sure I had a vehicle because, you know, I never knew what was going to happen. And through my work, like I've talked about, I got a really good deal that it was $400 for the week for minivan, and which I thought nice. Was a steal. I thought it was really good. mm-hmm. So remember I told you that my flights changed like back in July it was?
Yep.
So I went in and modified my car reservation because I needed to make sure I wanted to be, you know, a good, you know, person and say, okay, I'm actually going to be here earlier. I need my vehicle because I want to make sure there's mm-hmm. going to be a vehicle there for me. So I went and modified the times and, you know, that was that. And I did it. And then I didn't even look at like the email I got or anything like that. So fast forward to yesterday, I was just sitting at my computer. It was, you know, at night, and I was like, you know what, let me see, like, if they have anything, you know, cheaper. Let me just see what prices are. So I went into my confirmation email that I got, and the total at the bottom said $1,000, like, due at reservation. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, what? Why does it say $1,000? So I was like freaking out. So I ended up calling Enterprise, and to make a long story short, when I modified it, it dropped my discount that I got through work, and it changed it to the rates of what it was at that time.
Oh God!
But I feel like they didn't, like, maybe I'm just dumb, I don't know, but like, I feel like I would have seen that number on the, like, when I was changing the times, yeah. Like, there's no way I would have missed the $1,000 change, like, when, right, I'm modifying my times. I would have been like, no, absolutely not. But, you know, I didn't check my confirmation email either. I just, you know, because I figured I was fine. I was whatever. I have it. So, you know, so I called Enterprise, and they actually couldn't, like, use the same code to change it. They just, whatever was going on their systems. So I ended up having to do was, I actually, thank goodness, I rebooked the reservation, but it was the same exact price, no issues with my discount, my, and I just canceled my old reservation. I'm like, oh, thank, like, thank goodness. But I had just a huge scare. I was like, oh my God, did I just lose out on my reservation?
Yeah. Now
anyways, so.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm glad it all worked out.
Yeah. So, but I'm also telling this because, you know, if you're renting a car, just be careful, because this could happen to you, and, you know, the rates could change. You know, if you book, mm-hmm, it in advance, they could change months later. So, yeah, just to mention that story. And also shout out to listener Amanda. She actually reached out and just talked about her, telling, you know, because she traveled with a 15-month-old. My daughter is going to be 17 months when she goes. So she was just talking about her experience without a rental car and how they did it and stuff. So I was, you know, thankful for that. So shout out to her. All right. So let's get to the bigger topics of the day. I actually moved one of the quick topics to bigger topics. I thought this actually was pretty big. So something that is sad across the Disney Nation this week. The H2O Plus, who has, like, Disney has all of their products for the soaps, the hair care, body care throughout all of the park hotels, the Disney Cruise Line, and even in space, you know, the Galactic Star Cruiser even has it as well. So, you know, everyone is in love with the H2O Plus. That brand announced this week that they are retiring the brand by the end of the year. So after that, they are going to be no more. So everyone is very sad by this, because I think they've just been an iconic, you know, thing in the parks for so long. You know, there was so much controversy when, you know, because when you go to your hotel room, there's always the little bottles and tubes and stuff, and they refill them, like, they used to refill them, like, every day. And then there was the controversy, oh, there's just the, you know, now they're stuck in your shower, and you can, you know, they have the, what do they call it? I can't think of the thing for the soap.
The little pumps?
Yeah, the pump. Yeah, you have the pump soaps in there. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm fine with it. Okay. But, you know, when I do go to the parks, I'm not going to lie, I don't bring any soap with me for showering.
Really?
I use exclusively their soap, just because, for two reasons. One, you know, any weight that's, like, less in my bag, you know, fine. Like, if I, you know, even if it's a few ounces, you know, I'm trying to make sure my bag is under 50 pounds. If it cuts a few ounces, that's fine.
There you go.
But also, I think just because I'm at Disney, it's like, yeah, I really like using, you know, I feel like I'm at Disney. It's part of the Disney experience. So actually, now that I said that, I am kind of sad. So
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this news?
I mean, I think it's sad. It's an ending of an era. But unlike you, I think the big difference is I have a ton of hair.
It's true.
Very long, very thick hair. That's, you can't, true, tell how early ever in the video. So I never use the shampoo or conditioner because I literally, especially when they were the little tiny bottles, mm-hmm. I literally would go through one of those a day and it would barely condition my hair enough. So I always bring literal full-size sizes of shampoo and conditioner every time I go. I would use the body wash typically, so mm-hmm. that's nice. But my most favorite thing, I always took the little lotions. Mm. I don't know if the lotions always came in the value resorts. For whatever reason in my mind, it's telling me that they were only in like moderate and deluxe. But it's the little tubes of lotion. And I would always – I personally hate wearing lotion like so much. I hate the texture of lotion on my thingies. I hate it.
Yeah. But I'm with you there. I hate lotion.
I hate it. Like to the point where I will like dab it on the back of my hands and rub my back of my hands.
I do the same exact thing. I'm like, lotion on my hand is gross. Let me just, yeah.
Yes.
That's so funny.
I always take that lotion home with me because not in the sense that I ever want to put on lotion, but when I'm super Disney homesick, I'll put it on. And I'm like, oh, okay, this smells like Disney. This reminds me of home. Yeah. And I feel better. Or even on those random days that I'm like, oh my God, my skin's cracking. It's winter. It's so dry. I'll put it on. I'm like, oh, this is Disney. I could be in a better place now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sad. It's the ending of an era for sure, but we'll see what they replace it with. I think that's the biggest thing. We'll see what they replace it with, because if they replace it with standard crap hotel, product that I'm gonna be very upset.
I don't think so, because I was looking a little bit into H2O Plus, and they're I think they're known for just having like very eco-friendly like body works and you know stuff like that. So eco-conscious packaging, natural fragrance and safe color and stuff like that. So so they're going to have to find someone that's also eco-friendly. Disney's all about being eco-friendly these days. So, super, super sad that it's going to be gone.
I hope it still has the same scents, because that's really it. I think the thing that gets me is the scent memory part of it all, right? Like, does the product actually moisturize my skin? Not too great. It's pretty crazy. Does the shampoo or conditioner actually shampoo and condition your hair? Not that great, especially if you have a lot of hair, which I do. So I can't say that the product itself will be missed, but it's more like the scent memory part of it. So, hey, I'm pretty sure it's just eucalyptus or something like that. Like, it's not an uncommon scent. So I feel like maybe if Disney realizes that's why we love it so much, they can find another eucalyptus or whatever scent that is.
Yeah. So when I was looking on the Disney website a few days ago, there was actually a lot on it on shopdisney.com that you could buy. It was on sale, but all of it is pretty much gone now, besides like some of the, you can get some Galactic Star Cruiser stuff, but that's about
shocker.
It
shocker, people bought it to resell it
actually. But the day that if you're a Rakuten user like me, it was Shop Disney was offering 10% cash back, which is huge. I don't know if you use Rakuten, but you should use Rakuten. It's free. It's literally free money. You use it for like all of your shopping websites. It doesn't work on Amazon, but like any other shopping websites, you can get cash back on it, and it's awesome. Like between my wife and I, we got $130 back this quarter. It's like every quarter they're sending your check. So just from shopping, we got $130. So
all right, not bad. This podcast one day is sponsored by Rakuten.
Yeah, Rakuten. So that is H2O Plus down for the count. All right. So next up is there were some changes to how the Park Pass reservation system work. So I'm going to do a rundown of some of the changes that went effective on August 23rd. So guests with an existing Disney Park Pass reservation can now modify the date and park without canceling and making a new reservation. I never had to do that. So I'm not, I guess that would be a pain in the butt, like just not being able to edit it. Yeah.
That's literally my biggest beef, I think, with the Park Pass reservation system, is that they made it so hard to make any changes once they were booked first. I'm like, it should not be this difficult. It's the same system as like FastPass and Genie Plus. Like, you could change it.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge, mm-hmm. huge benefit.
For sure. Yep. So this next one, guests can now book park pass reservations for up to 30 guests, and it was limited to 12 previously. So I guess if you're going with like a big tour group or something, you know, it would be good for 30 guests.
Seems like a lot to manage, but more power to you.
I know. So that's that. So the next thing is park pass reservations are now associated with a ticket, not a guest. This change means a guest can have a park pass reservation for different tickets they may hold, such as a single day ticket and an annual pass. Previously, this required multiple profiles within a single My Disney experience, leading to a complicated setup. So it sounds like this ticket system is just all in one now, you know, instead of mm-hmm. having to do multiple things. It's just they're making it a bit easier for you, I guess, if I'm hearing that correctly.
Yeah, this one doesn't really make too much sense to me, because why would you have an annual pass and a single ticket, single day ticket? Like, I don't understand how this would ever affect people. I need a real life example.
Yeah, I think I might have one in a bit from someone I was talking to. So I'll talk about that in a second. That's what I was just talking about. So number four, all guests, regardless of ticket type, now use the same park pass reservation system. Previously, multiple systems were being used, producing an inconsistent experience. So you can now book park pass reservations for both single day tickets and annual passes. So, I was actually watching the vlogger today, Kyle Paulo. I watch him every day. He's like my go-to Disney vlogger. But he was mentioning that like it's good now because his friend is a cast member. So now instead of them booking separately when they go to the parks, they can actually book together because she has a cast member pass and he has a annual pass. So now instead of booking separately, they can actually, since it's the same system, they can now book together. Does that make sense? So like if I have, you still do annual pass, I had my 4-day park hopper, we would be able to make park pass reservations together.
Got it. I guess I didn't realize that you couldn't before. Maybe that's why I'm confused.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess that was a thing. So,
okay, the more you know. There you go.
And then finally, guests can choose any email to send the park pass reservation confirmation details to, and it is not limited to the email address associated with My Disney Experience account. So if you don't want to send it to your My Disney Experience account email, you can have the details go to another account. So, yes. And then the one thing, so I was talking to our friend Mackenzie, and she had posted an Instagram story about how the whole park pass reservation screwed something up. And I asked her how it screwed it up. So she said, so anytime you need to change a reservation or dining reservation, you have to go to the website. You can't do it on the app. Like, for example, I have my self-admit pass and my 3 guest passes booked for the same day. Instead of it showing 4 guests under Epcot for one day, it shows me 4 individual one-guest reservations, which take up more room on my app. So pretty much instead of it lumping it together in like mm-hmm. one ticket or section or whatever.
Like one party.
One party. Yeah. It's now separating it 4 times, creating more clutter on the app. So she says, and I have friends on the app. And it's more confusing to see whose reservation is it mine or theirs? I have to go to the website now instead of the app, and stuff. So hopefully that made sense, but it's pretty much now just making it more cluttered than it needs to be. So,
well, that does make sense. Cause I remember even previously, like it'll say 4 guests or 3 guests or whatever. So now, but it won't say like, on the initial screen on the app, it won't say who those 4 guests are or 2 guests are, right?
No,
like,
I guess not.
You literally have to click into each one. So, yeah, if you have, now I understand her. So her cast member pass, self-admit pass, plus her three guest passes. Those are four different tickets that she owns or controls or whatever. And yeah, oh, that would be so annoying to see whose is whose. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I need that now. So I haven't experienced it, but I want to share that, you know, that was some of the fallout over the changes that were made. So, so yeah, park pass reservation system still here.
Still going strong. Mr. Chapik loves it. Let's just keep making changes that screw everyone over.
I know.
So I guess I get it though, right? Because with being able to modify it without canceling and making a new one comes, well, okay, fine. Each one has to be individual.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh. At what cost?
It's all confusing.
To see how this plays out.
Yeah. So that is that news. And then the last story of today. Disney is going to be celebration Disney Plus Day. Now, Disney Plus Day is happening on September. Actually, I don't have it in my notes. I think it's September 8th. Let me get that real quick because it is not in my notes. That would be good to have. Good. Disney Plus Day 2022. Details September 8th. Fine. Yeah. So last year, Disney Plus Day actually happened in November. Like, I think on the launch of like Disney Plus's anniversary, like the 12th. So they changed it up this year. So there's some things that are happening in the parks that you want to make known. So if you're there on September 8th at Walt Disney World Resort and the Disneyland Resort, Disney Plus subscribers and their travel party with valid admission and reservations are invited to enter the theme parks at the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resort 30 minutes before regular park opening. So, you know, no matter if you're a hotel guest or whatever, if you're an annual pass holder, you can get into the parks 30 minutes beforehand if you are a Disney Plus subscriber. And I'm assuming that, so your Disney Plus account is actually linked up to your My Disney Experience account. I actually found that out like a few months ago. I'm like, I was changing my password for Disney Plus, and then my password for my Disney Experience wasn't working. And I'm like, wait, why isn't this working? And then I realized that it's actually the same. Like, they're using the same information. So I assume that's how they know if you have Disney Plus. So when you scan in early, like, it's going to know if you're a Disney Plus member, I assume. So I don't know how they did it the past year. So, and then subscribers can also enjoy complimentary Disney PhotoPass downloads at select locations at Hollywood Studios and at the Disneyland Resort theme parks that day. We also have, so if you are a resort hotel guest at Walt Disney World or the Disneyland Resort, guests with valid admission and a reservation can actually enter the park 60 minutes before regular park opening at any of the theme parks. So that's exciting. For one day. When I first read this news, I'm like, oh, is it forever now? It's like, oh, no, it's not.
Just for
one day, you can get to the parks a whole hour early if you are a resort guest. So that's fun.
I wonder, is it going to be full operating, though? Because even for, probably not. The deluxe resorts for Magic Kingdom, it's only, Tomorrowland and Fantasyland. So I wonder if it's still those rules. An hour is good. An hour can get some damage done. 30 minutes, it's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hour you could definitely get a lot done. So, and then let's see. So at Hollywood Studios, there will be some Disney Plus character meet and greets and cavalcades, plus more surprises throughout the day. And then guests at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels, there will be special Disney Plus screenings for Movie Under the Stars. So there are a lot of resorts that you can watch a movie. I know the Boardwalk is one.
Most of them.
Yeah, most of them have them these days. Yeah, so kind of just check and see what they have. So, cool. Yeah, Disney Plus Day. So it's actually happening right before the D23 Expo as well.
Nice.
Yeah. So exciting stuff. But
I wonder if that means Mandalorian's finally going to come for a meet and greet at Walt Disney World. Isn't Mandalorian at Disneyland? Or was he just there for a little bit?
I know no. Boba Fett was walking around, but I can't remember.
Boba Fett, I'm sorry. That's 100% what I meant, Boba Fett.
No, I know Boba Fett is maybe Mandalorian he was. I'm not sure. I don't remember. So.
Got it. Well, maybe they'll finally come do meet and greets at Hollywood Studios because
maybe.
Disney World gets such lame character interactions compared to Disneyland. Give us something cool.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I don't really care much about
character
interactions. I know.
It's fun.
I just find them to be so awkward. So.
Well, yeah, but that's the fun
I
know. Part of it.
Well, this trip, we definitely plan on doing some because of our daughter. So I want to see how she reacts. Nice. But yeah, so that's the news for today. Is there anything else you want to talk about today, Katie?
You mentioned a bunch of cool movies coming to Disney Plus. So Thor is coming out. Disney Plus. Thor is coming to September 2. Yeah,
so Thor Love and Thunder is going to be premiering that day. The new Robert Zemeckis Pinocchio, the live action film starring Tom Hanks as Geppetto. I don't have the list in front of me. Those are the two big ones.
I remember looking.
Yeah, those are the two outstanding ones I know. The other one I just remembered. Obi-Wan, the series, the documentary of the making of it is coming out that day. So I always love watching that stuff. They always do it such a great job with the making of. So that's coming out. And then there was a bunch of other things I can't remember off the top of my head. So.
Yeah, I remember looking at the list and Thor and Pinocchio were the two ones that stuck out to me. Those are the biggest ones. So, well, that's cool Disney Plus news.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so Disney Plus. So that's... That's it for this week. You know, I'm excited. You know, so we have, let's see, three more weeks before my trip now, I think. Yeah. Yay. So we have a couple more news weeks. And then right before my trip is actually D23 Expo. So we're going to have that's probably going to be a longer episode. So prepare for that one, Katie.
Cool.
Then my trip, and then my trip report, of course, though. That's probably going to be another long one.
Awesome.
So I was thinking about it, like, my June trip took, like, over an hour, and I was there for, like, 2 days. So, you know, now...
We'll have to figure out a good way to chunk it up.
Yeah.
Do it in a couple different...
I think
we'll do two nights of recording, so we're only recording an hour or so at a time.
I know. Well, I think I'm also going to do... I don't know if you remember. Remember 2019 when I went on my long trip? I did daily check-ins.
Yeah.
So, like, each day I recorded myself just talking into, like, my phone, and I posted it every day I was there. I talked for, like, about, like, 10, 15 minutes just, like, doing a quick update of what we did today. So maybe I'll do that as well. So
I love that. Yeah. That's cool.
But all right. So we are going to get out of here. Katie, where can we find you?
Well, you guys can still come hang out with me over on Instagram. I'm at Magically Mootsy. Might not be posting nearly as much, but I'm still around. So you can still say hi. And then, of course, on Parksnacker at Magically Mootsy as well.
Cool. And you could find everything that we do at parksnacker.com. If you are subscribing to the podcast, make sure you are rating and reviewing it if you can on Apple Podcasts or wherever. If you're watching us on Spotify, awesome. We also have this podcast up on YouTube at Parksnacker. So find us over there. You can find me mostly on Instagram. I'm there all the time. I browse Twitter a lot. I don't post too much, but I am, you know, trying to be on there a bit more. I feel like if I have a Disney thought, I should just, like, post it. And, you know, if anyone sees it, great. If anyone doesn't, like, I feel like that. I think that, like, I don't know really how to use Twitter. I assume.
Same.
That's just, like, I just see people posting their thoughts on Disney. I'm like, if I have something stupid, I just got to post it. So.
You should. I don't understand the Twitterverse at all. I've never had Twitter, and it overwhelms me. But
I know.
That
I
sounds know. Like what it is. You have a random thought, and you just put it out into the
Pretty
world.
Much, yeah. Yeah.
So do it. I believe in you.
Yeah. So Facebook, we're on there, TikTok and all that stuff. So make sure, again, you download Parksnacker at parksnacker.com. I think that's it, Katie.
All right.
All
sounds
right.
good.
All right. Well, until next time, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.